from the boulder. The south side is in 497.
Copy that.
Now let me get a skin sample, Neil.
Okay.
Take a set of pictures after that, by the way.
Show where they are.
I can beat them into my flight line stereo.
Okay, they were in both of the before pictures on those rocks.
Okay, about a centimeter deep, skim.
Careful. You're in a hole, can you? You better come out.
Yeah.
Turn on the hand even at 160.
Okay. And that was...
Okay. Yeah, I didn't park that rover in a very good spot for them to watch what's going on, I guess, but that was the heading.
We just... Oh, shoot, they're missing all of it.
We didn't work in the right spot, that's all. Every now and then we gotta peek at you guys, but only every now
okay,
and then.
Okay, Sorry, Bob.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, that's the way it happens.
Get a sample back,
a minute,
please.
Okay, it's back on. Okay, Bob, I missed that. I didn't give it to you, but I think... Well, the next bag I take out, you can check it out. Well, wait a minute. I'll do it for you.
No, it's okay. I thought
the phone
name
was 498.
Okay, we'll put that down.
Yeah, I did too. Hey, Bob, the, looking at the, block directly down sun, there are, the light gray, the gray matrix branches seem to be fragments or slurring anyway within the, white matrix branches.
Okay, I copy that.
And I got a couple pictures down sun to show that texture.
Okay, and one thing we'd like to do would be to sample a variety of blocks in terms of looking at differences in the blocks from block to block.
Right, we're going to do that. We're going after a lighter colored block now. You going up there?
Yeah. Okay, and if you're going up to the thief, why don't we try and get the rake sample up there now when you finish these rocks.
Hey, Jack, don't come up here unless you bring the rig. It's on a long trip. Don't have to go down twice. I go get the sample. I get the rig and ball with you. I don't want back up twice.
Well, I don't. I'm
not sure they're going to gain anything by coming up to the top.
Okay.
You're not going to gain a thing, Bob.
Stand
you're
by.
Still on the talus. You guys.
Oh, well.
The rims of the small craters in the talus are softer than the normal terrain where a foot goes in maybe.
Okay, as long as the bottom is
where normally
we don't have to get very far off the slope.
That's right.
And Jack, if you're back in the rover, how about giving us a grab reading when you before you leave?
Because I'm late sampling, that's why, but I'll do it anyway. Okay. 670-155-201.
670-155-201. Okay, copy that,
Jack.
Right on.
Okay, Bob, I'm at another boulder up the slope here. It's, looks quite similar to what we just sampled, except there's a lot of flake fractures on it. Not uniform, non directional, but quite different, at least from that other rock in terms of its fracture pattern. The texture looks to be quite similar. Well, I'm glad I don't have to walk to the top of this thing.
Hey, look, Gene, on these rake samples, there's just no point carrying a rake all the way up here.
A negative, Jack.
That's all I need is a rake slope.
As long as you're about to break in the slope, that's right.
Well, it's all right. It's being done, but let's watch those kind of calls, please.
appreciate the toughness going up the slope, though. We can. We got it, tell man.
Well, we did.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. Don't go above the distance at the base of the break in the slope, Jack. Don't climb all the way up there with it.
Oh, relax. Okay, we're all set, Bob. No problem.
We can.
We want to get away from that big rock, because it's probably shitty. Hey, that's a different rock, Gene.
Yeah,
well, it looks like the same texture, but it's got that flaky fracture pattern all over it. I'm going to get a stereo while I'm at it. Yeah. This ought to cover any samples I take off of that thing. I'm going to get myself a dip of cold water. Away from the lamp. Okay, this is a crystalline rock, Houston. It's got nice white halos around the zap bit. The zap is, the zaps are not dense black glass, but a dark greenish, very dark greenish gray.
Are those halos or fragments?
No, they're halos. Oh, well, they are fragments, I think, also. But right now, it's fairly crystalline, but it is heterogeneous. Matter of fact, there's a big fragment of a porphyry caught up in this thing, I think.
You got a locator by chance?
I'm doing a thing.
Okay, well, I want to start taking some.
Anyway, you got to get some of that.
That's what I want. That's where I'm going right now.
And there's a chunk there we can get. That's a big fragment within this crystalline rock.
Take a picture of that.
Illusion.
Take a picture of that, and then, and then your locator, I'll get it.
Go ahead, I got it. Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Beautiful.
Looks like a porphyry.
Well, it does look like an andesite porphyry.
That's what it looks like.
It's got some very large crystals in there. Some very reflective, elongated crystals. It's a relatively angular inclusion, about a half a meter in size, and it's a square cross section. Well, it's irregular, but generally square cross section. It's in bag 516, and it looks like it's a high feldspar rock. It may be an orthocytic gabbro, but it does look like a porphyry. There's a big chunk where I've got, I can't get it out though, it's buried in a rock. Half an inch. Elongated, I can't see whether they're colorless or not, but they're certainly reflective crystals. See that up here? Right there?
Yeah.
And then in the big rock, you got massive things like this big fragment here that's 5 inches across.
Well, that may be a small point, Gene. It's a lighter color in general because of a zap or something.
Let me get some.
Yeah, we need to get some of the host rock here.
Okay. We got a piece here.
Okay, now you're still sampling the
one
we just got. So we'll get another one.
Okay, the same kind of the contact of that rock looks very much, looks like it might be finer grain. But it's about the same in 517. That's the contact in the inclusion side of the contact.
Keep going after the other one, Gene. I'll get this in you. Your bag.
Bob, you can probably see this rock if you look over this way. We're high enough.
Yeah, we saw it, Gene. Quite a city.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this one here. There it is. Okay. The host rock for the inclusion, which appears to be also crystalline, but may be a recrystallized rock of some kind.
Yes, it, you will.
Metamorphic. Also looks like it's high plagioclase. High feldspar, anyway. That's in bag
518. And that was a loose fragment, fairly loose, but in place fragment along a fracture zone.
Okay, 17, and we are thinking in the next few minutes you might also factor in the price of the backroom raises about taking 10 minutes out of station 4 and adding it into this station, given the wealth of interest that seems to be occurring here. You might think about that. You know, spend the station 4 is a little hard to judge, but if you think 10 minutes can be very profitably spent, you might as well do that.
Okay, Bob, we'll think about it. This is a medium green, Arthur City Camera, and it looks like it has some pastel green olivine crystals in it. Good?
I can't get any more of a jack up there. I can't reach
it. Okay, and that small tip of that is in 519. It's the same host rock, much like the previous sample.
This is a good sample for you.
Okay. And another chunk of the host. Be careful.
Yep.
It's still there.
Yeah, I got it.
I need to get this.
Rid of this.
Okay. That's in there. I haven't closed your bag yet. And we got to get one soil sample up the hill here.
Oh, we're going to get the rate. We only got a soil sample, though, up here. So
we'll get the rate sample right over here on the slope.
Where did this thing go, Jack?
Right here.
Okay, with that last sample in 518 as well.
That's it, Rick.
No, we haven't put it in yet.
Okay.
Bob, that'll go at 499.
Copy that.
You get it? Okay. Bob, this is a fairly uniform-looking rod. It does have some, widely spaced fractures across it.